Minnesota. And you are WDRC.
Yeah, this is Dick Robinson.
Oh, Dick Robinson.
How are you?
I always listen to you.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. That's what I need.
Oh, really?
One more.
I really do. I always listen to WDRC.
Well, that's good. That's the way we like it. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Really can't give it to you.
Oh, it's okay.
Hold down, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
Who is this, please?
This is Dickie Robinson.
Dickie Robinson? Mike's right here, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, sure. Who's this?
Al Charity.
Al, how are you?
All right. How you doing?
How'd it go tonight? All sold out, huh?
Uh-huh.
Good.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. We're listening to our latest thing, our album.
Which one? Pet Sounds?
Yeah.
I got it right here, baby.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Which thing do you like best?
I don't know. It's a toss-up between a couple. I think that the actual Pet Sounds thing.
Oh, the Pet Sounds?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting.
No, but it's a couple of ones. Don't Talk.
Don't Talk. Oh, yeah, yeah. Put Your Head in My Shoulder.
Yeah. Well, which one is your favorite?
Oh, we're just hearing it for the first time since we did it.
So I
tried to remember. I mean, to think.
Where'd you take this thing on the front cover?
San Diego Zoo.
Oh, you see, it says in the back, but I was trying to figure out that the back is all Japan, right?
A lot of that's in Japan. I don't understand why they put all that crap on it, but I guess that's they thought it was good, different,
Well,
photography-wise, I think it could be improved upon just a little bit.
Yeah, the photographs in the back don't seem to shine through as much.
They're just, they just kind of meld together, the contrast is too dark.
Yeah, I think.
But,
So how you been otherwise? Pretty good?
Fine, Nicky. Thank you very much.
Good.
Everything's, cool. Is there anything, let's talk for a while. Mike's kind of busy.
Oh, good. Fine.
He's going to analyze me.
Well, listen,
anything you want in particular?
Yeah, well, what we'd like to do is just do a quickie interview. I was going to do with Mike. I checked with him before.
Said
okay. And as many of, the guys we possibly can. I don't want to disturb you, though.
No, well, I'm just sitting here doing nothing if you want to run one.
Good. Do I turn it on now?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, hold on for just a second. And then can we get a couple of the other guys, too?
Yeah, okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Go ahead, take me.
Do you want to talk to him now?
I'll record it, Al, and then I'll play it back a little bit later tonight, okay?
Good.
Let me just give him a few records, my engineer. Okay, I'll send it.
What?
I think that's it.
Is this T.O.P.? Smith? Is this T.O.P.?
Okay, Nicky Robinson out here. We're talking to Al Giardino, the Beat Boys. How are you, Al?
Oh, just great. You're very fine.
Again, I was talking to you before. I'd like to welcome you back to Hartford, and, man, it's always great to have you around.
Oh, thank you very much. Really.
What are you doing right now in the hotel room? Listening to the new Beach Boys album.
Yeah, we're digging Pet Sounds right now, trying to analyze it and see just what we did and how it came off, because on an album, it's different than listening to it back in the studio. And it's interesting to hear what it sounds like in a small record player and just find out what our favorite songs are on it.
Is this the first time you've had a chance to listen to it?
Yeah, I just came. We just had it rushed into us just a little while ago by Merv, and Capitol Records.
Good old Merv rushed it over here, too, and we got it.
Yeah, good.
And it's really a wild thing. I'm just looking at the pictures we were commenting before, the back of it, for the gals and guys that are going to buy the album. It's got all kinds of wild pictures of things in Japan.
Samurai stuff. Yeah, we went to a samurai movie studio and did a film sequence there, and they seemed to like it, I guess, so they've used all of it almost in the back of the album.
Awesome.
I don't know. That's their business,
And on the front cover, they got pictures of the San Diego Zoo. When were you there?
Oh, man, was that an expeditionary task. And we brought in about 50 people with us to do that shot. All our relatives and friends, and we chartered a plane and went down. And I don't know how we even came out with a picture. You know how you get so many people along on something, you don't never get your job done.
Well, what are those things in the front? Is that llamas?
They're wild goats from Borneo, for all I know. I guess they're... That big, the big white one on the front?
Yeah.
The most obnoxious animal I've ever known in my life. He pushed all of us all over the place. He had a little piece of something in your hand, and he'd know it.
Yeah.
And he'd almost trample you trying to get that thing.
That's too much, though. It's just wild stuff. Yeah, the album's even wilder. Now, we were asking you so far, what's your favorite cut on the entire album?
Oh, wow. Oh, what's my favorite cut?
I mean, I'm outside of the hits that are on there. Caroline Nolan, Sloop John Bean, of course.
Let me think. Oh, man. Oh, I know, Carl's cut. God only knows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
See that one I haven't been able to check as yet and listen to myself. Maybe we'll put
it. Yeah, that really is. He does such a great job on it. And Brian does another one on there, that solo thingy that.
Good. Well, listen, I know your boys had a great concert tonight in SRO crowd, and I don't want to hold you up too long.
Okay, well, thanks.
Is anybody else there?
Yeah, Mike's here. Why don't you...
Good to talk to you. Best of luck in the
future. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dickie?
Hi, Mikey.
Hi.
How are you?
Mikey. All right.
How'd it go tonight? Good?
Very good.
Crazy. Where do you go from here, Mike?
Boston.
Do you?
Yep.
I was just talking to Arnie Ginsberg. He's one of our guest DJs.
Arnie Ginsberg? Is he on?
He's at WMEX.
Yeah,
Boston.
I know.
And he's on tonight with us. He does a bit with us, and so does Joey Reynolds and a couple of other jocks across the country.
It's like using the biggest jocks in the country.
Well, they all, we got...
just jockeys,
I Gary know. Stevens at MCA. They do a report from the area.
Oh, really?
We do it at night, you know. Yeah. But he was asking me this afternoon, about the fellas being in town.
Are we in the air now?
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, not here. We're on tape recording.
I just want to ask you if it's syndicated.
What?
That thing, Gary Stevens and all that stuff.
Oh, no. They just do me a favor.
It's just like,
XYZ now.
You got a very big personal thing going there.
Yeah. Personal all the way.
That's groovy.
And it's worked out well.
Yeah.
What else is happening? We got the new, I was telling you, Al, we got the new album.
What?
Right before me here. Well, what's your favorite cut?
Oh, I can't say because I haven't been able to listen to it very much. I think, I don't know, what are the names of those darn things? I haven't been out traveling for like 3 weeks and we haven't seen the album. But I like That's Not Me and Wouldn't It Be Nice.
Uh-huh.
And there's one other I like on there.
You like that Put Your Head on My Shoulder and Don't Talk?
Yeah, that's groovy. That's like, I was talking about, faster songs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For slow songs, there's a couple of real nice ones. Of course, like Caroline No.
Right, well, those are the hits, of course. Just kind of Swoop John B, of course, is on the album, too. Yes, a guest. Well, what do you got television-wise coming up?
We don't get jazzed too much on TV, because first place, I don't think TV does us justice, and vice versa. And so we just rather would do personal appearances and, records and personal appearances.
We'll do
TV once in a while, but, I mean, we aren't, worried about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, for example, you guys have the impact in person. And I think the same is true with a guy like maybe James Brown, where the guy, if he just lip-syncs a record, you don't get the appreciation where you do, he has his whole band there, et cetera.
Right. Well, that's another thing. We don't like to go on a TV show and lip-sync. We'd rather do it live, at least live voices or something, because the other way it's, it's kind of phony, and who wants to do it? Anybody could do it, so.
Crazy. Well, listen.